Adoption of the agenda. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of adopting the agenda? Looks like it's unanimous. And approval of the minutes. Has anybody had time to review the minutes? Who was present last time? I was not present for the last meeting. For those who were present, is anybody willing to make a motion to approve the minutes? We have a second.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of approving the minutes? We have two. All opposed? Abstain? Do we even have a quorum? So they're not at presently the minutes. We had three abstaining. And I've reviewed the minutes, but I haven't listened to the recording. Okay. So it looks like the first on the agenda is the work study public hearing and everything, deliberation, findings, everything all at once now on the Bar MH Timber Company current use open space application.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Holly Roberts. I'm a planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development. I'm here this evening to present an open space application for the Bar MH Timber Company. In 1998, the previous landowner, McCormick Land Company, granted an easement over approximately 6.26 acres of timberland to the Trophy Lake Golf Club for the development of the 11th and 12th holes of the golf course. The land must be removed from the timber designation due to its conversion from forest land into the golf course property. As a result, the applicant's requesting to transfer this land from the timber designation to the open space designation like the remainder of the golf course. The five properties total 27.08 acres. The applicant has applied to transfer 6.26 acres into the open space program. The remaining 20.82 acres will stay in the timber designation. The subject parcels are located on the south side of Southwest Lake Flora Road near the Trophy Lake Golf Course, west of Highway 16 in South Kitsap County, Commissioner District Number 2. RCW provides for certain properties to be taxed on their current use rather than their highest and best use. Current use open space classifications may be applied to land that enhances recreational opportunities for the public. This application has been found to be eligible for a 60% reduction in taxes, 50% from a minimum of two priority resources, and 10% for the appropriate public access. Property qualifying for the current use open space program must have at least two sensitive characteristics or resources. This property has two high priority resources, being the Minter Creek and Rocky Creek watersheds and a Category 2 critical aquifer recharge area, and then one low priority resource being the private recreation area. Transferring this property from the timber designation to the open space designation actually increases the taxes paid by the applicant by $294.69 per year. And transferring this property to the open space program will result in a total tax shift of $722.26. We have received several inquiries from the public regarding the notice of public hearing that was mailed out. However, most of those inquiries have been general in nature or geared towards the logging operations that are currently happening in the area by the applicant. No one has objected to the open space application once I was able to explain to them that this was merely transferring from the timber designation to the open space designation and that it didn't have anything to do with the current logging. That being said, staff is recommending approval of this open space application as conditioned in the staff report dated August 27, 2017. There are 9 conditions of approval listed on the application.
Thank you. open it up for discussions. Anybody have any discussion or questions for staff?
The only issue I had was when I saw the conditions, it's no dumping of chemicals. I assume that dumping wouldn't include fertilizing the golf course. And
it doesn't, no. Sure, absolutely. So the areas outlined in red that are developed by the Trophy Lake Golf Course will move into the open space designation, and the timbered areas will remain in the timberland designation. You're welcome. Oh, perfect timing. I think the computer died.
That was as long as we were going to get.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. As far as deliberations go, any deliberations, any comments, any motions?
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of approving this open space application? All present commissioners approve, therefore it passes.
So do you have the findings of fact?
Perfect. I was going to ask if you had proposed. do you want to put this on the overhead?
The projector? Sure.
Rick, take a look at this with his eagle eye towards making sure it's.
I think this is fine. The only thing is, do we need to put on the record that a public hearing was open and a public hearing closed?
Oh, that's true. I'm going to back it up. Sorry, first timer here. So backing it up a little bit, we can open this officially at 5:40 for any public hearing or public comment on the proposal. There is a sign-up sheet generally in the back of the room if anybody would like to sign up for that. And I think Scott is not planning to come. Just for the record, there are no members of the public other than the commissioners and staff here. So we'll go ahead and close out that portion. Does that change anybody's position or anybody's vote on approving this application? Seeing nobody object and everybody shaking their head, no. We'll go ahead and consider it still passed. So here's the proposed findings of fact that are up on the projector.
I would move that the Planning Commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions and recommendations of the Kitsap County Planning Commission to the Board of County Commissioners regarding the recommended approval of the Bar MH Timber Company current use assessment open space application 172718.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of accepting the findings of fact as presented? That's unanimous. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. That takes us. I'm going to beat Robert's time.
Yeah.
Okay. That takes us to anything for the good of the order. Does anybody have anything for the good of the order?
Fingers crossed.
Scott may have something to share with us.
I was just going to suggest that if there's no business for the next Planning Commission meeting, and it appears there is none, that we will cancel that meeting of September 19th.
So you're canceling that as of now, or you should wait for an email?
Well, I think it's empty as of now. We'll do a final call for items this week, and then we'll be able to tell you.
Okay.
For sure, but plan on it being canceled.
I feel like you've been let out of school early.
Wow. All right. Well, if there's nothing further, I think that we can go ahead and adjourn this meeting.
I move we fire Robert and put Gina.